The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has agreed to cut crude oil production in an effort to boost sagging oil prices. OPEC, meeting in Cairo, decided to reduce its output by 1.5 million barrels a day for at least 6 months. Five non-OPEC members have agreed to make smaller cuts. Phil Verleger is an independent economist. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Why have oil prices been relatively low?
Well, OPEC has been producing more oil than the world's consumers have been buying. The recession has held demand down, and we've had very warm weather. It's been about 25% warmer, as the economists measure it, this year than it was last. What OPEC has decided to do was cut production fairly strongly to try to put the market back into balance.
How did OPEC manage to get non-members, like Russia, Mexico, Oman, Angola, Norway, to agree to production cuts?
Well, it took them a long time, but what they did when they met in November was threaten the non-OPEC members that if they did not cut production, OPEC wouldn't cut production, and that would leave a huge surplus of oil on the world market and probably drive prices down to $10 or thereabouts within a few months, just as prices had collapsed in 1998.
Why is the cartel worried about Russia?
Well, Russia has been the most has had the most rapid growth in production over the last year. Russian production 10 years ago was at around 11 million barrels a day. The production had collapsed with the collapse of communism, and the Russian production has begun to recover, especially since the August 1998, when the Russian economy collapsed. And increased Russian production was eating into OPEC's market share.
If the U.S. economy recovers, will global oil prices rise again?
Well, they could. There's a substantial surplus out there. Unfortunately, OPEC's cut in production is probably going to delay the recovery and could possibly keep the world in recession next year. This is not good news for the world economy, and it's very unfortunate from my point of view.
Is the U.S. trying to reduce its dependence on oil from the Persian Gulf since the terrorist attacks of September 11th?
No, unfortunately, the U.S. really has done nothing. Now, we can't do anything about our dependence on oil from a particular area, but we could do something about dependence on imports. And the president could have, in September, asked for Americans to buy smaller cars and start conserving, but we really haven't done very much. The president has proposed an energy program, but that won't do much good for 5 or 6 years. So the U.S. is doing essentially zilch.
Why?
Same story we've had for 30 years. Politicians really do not want to ask the American citizen to cut back on their use of petroleum. It seems to be the death knell for politicians to support gasoline taxes or support improved fuel economy in automobiles. There is no politician that's really willing to take the nerve or have the intestinal fortitude to push for conservation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Phil Verleger is an independent economist based in Aspen, Colorado.